WMUC College Park. WMUC Digital College Park, my bad. Where college radio is good radio. I'm your host, Claire Leatherwood, and this is Smith Island Cake. Today I am joined by...
Prince Bunny.
Prince Bunny, former host of Sophie's Moon, a Daria Core hyperpop sort of show. Very digital. And because of that, today's episode is based on digital hardcore. So it's like the sort of crossover point between our two, you know, one of our favorite kinds of music. So that being hardcore, hers being digital electronic sort of stuff. But first, let's start with a little PSA. In a way, but it's promotional. Which one are we gonna do?
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
Thank you to the Maryland Adventure Program. So digital hardcore, what's that all about?
Well, digital hardcore is a really cool genre of music that was born out of Berlin in the early 90s, primarily by Alec Empire, but also his bandmate Nick Endo in their band Atari Teenage Riot, who you may have heard of if you like know anything about digital hardcore. They kind of started it. Alec Empire went on to establish Digital Hardcore Recordings in 1994, along with two other guys. And even though the label was based in the UK, most of the music was actually recorded in Berlin, and it was in these two small communities where digital hardcore really began to flourish, with other major acts breaking out under that label, like Ekater and Lolita Storm, who were each based out of Berlin and London, respectively. And even as new labels began popping up all over the world, all of the music was kind of thematically similar. It had brash countercultural lyrics and leftist revolutionary undertones. So generally, in its sound, it combines elements of hardcore punk, metal, industrial, and noise with some of the staple alternative electronic genres of the time period, namely breakbeat, techno, gabber, and jungle. But because of the thrashy, loose, anarchic style and nature of the genre, artists began incorporating other elements and other genres into the sound. Kind of some of those are like metalcore, grindcore found its way in there. Feels like a natural evolution, kind of. But even hip-hop and drum and bass made its way in there, which brings me to my next point, because I don't know about you guys, but all of this sounds kind of familiar to me. Attuned listeners might have picked up on the fact that I've spoken about Alec Empire before, at least in my show Sophie's Moon that I did, because I did an episode on breakcore, and he is commonly regarded as the creator of breakcore music, and it was through the digital hardcore label that the genesis of the breakcore style and genre began in the later 90s and early 2000s. And that's why there's a lot of contention around breakcore, especially about where it comes from and that kind of thing. But in an interview in 2002, Alec Empire went on to say that digital hardcore, it started as a local Berlin scene, but now it's become an international underground movement. And once we hit the end of the 90s and into the early 2000s, that just became more and more true, because there were so many new, like, classic digital hardcore acts that were coming out that kind of shaped the genre as we know it today. Some of these include the Shizits, and one of my personal favorites, Venetian Snares, another artist who is widely respected and celebrated as one of the early pioneers of breakcore. And of course, I have to mention Rabbit Junk, who is probably my favorite digital hardcore group. They were born out of the early to mid 2000s, and they actually managed to keep the genre alive through the later 2000s and early 2010s, when interest in the genre kind of waned. And then it wasn't until the 2015s, with kind of the onset of online-centric culture, digital hardcore kind of made a big comeback, notably because of Machine Girl, which if you're listening right now, I'm sure you know Machine Girl. Come on. They're like fast-paced, like thrash between breakcore, punk rock, jungle, and euphoric ambient music all in one track. Is this like addictive style that went super viral. And their impact has been so profound on music and on the genre of digital hardcore that it pushed it into kind of newer territory. And then, of course, it pushed breakcore in a whole other direction, which many modern breakcore artists who Machine Girl inspired, like Sewer Slut, for example, spawned this crazy debate as to the changing sound of the genre. And then once the 2020s rolled around, they inspired some of the best hardcore electronic music that came out of the COVID era, especially Lussick Puppy, Wargasm, and Drumcore. And now that I've done this crazy deep dive into digital hardcore music, into the history, I'm really interested to see where it'll go from here.
So true.
Right. So true.
So true. Yeah, so let's get into it. Start playing some digital hardcore. First, we have Speed by Atari Teenage Riot, featured in the movie Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, followed by Suicide by Alec Empire, of Atari Teenage Riot fame, and then followed by In the Service of the Enemy. Oh, I guess that's In the Service of the Enemy by Rabbit Junk. This is Smith Island Cake, and you're listening to WMEC.
Next, a death star from the underground. Must buddy of us get down. God, kill me. No, gonna make me feel the heat of my. verarschen. Aber jetzt nicht mehr. Jetzt nicht mehr. Bis auf ein Problem.
Was?
Das hier.
We'll be right back.
That was Speed by Atari Teenage Riot, followed by Suicide by Alec Empire, and In the Service of the Enemy by Rabbit Junk. Up next, we have Goat Meal by Lustsick Puppy, followed by Kabbalah by Cyberpunkers, and a song that just feels like a water level in a video game. We have Cyan Hardcore by Machine Girl.
Find a mate.
That was Goat Meal by Less Sick Puppy, followed by Kabbalah by Cyberpunkers, followed by Cyan Hardcore by Machine Girl. Up next, we have Pulse Width by Aphex Twin, Choke on One Another by Deathspells, who, one of the members of Deathspells is actually Frank Iero of MCR fame, followed by Spikes by Death Grips.
I skid like Rita lifted ocean. I just like my planet don't spin. I skid all over marks like I'm haunted. Ramming up from a la la like profits. It's never much. I'm more torn in the cockpit. Don't interrupt. My turbulence slaps. My path massive. Demands panoramic. Your damn thousand links up here with sweat dripping. My hand got the rag, ripped eyes like Jet City. Stand up the love lands, eerie silencing. Feel that fresh meat, a magnetic slip. Severe swerving, I tow lag off uncertainty to your zipper locks. My sound, yes, silhouette commence. Shot, 60 shots a second on a hex. Clock, a strike between these time, your solar plex drops. Have a run, so dipper, zipper. Yeah, I can't help yourself but skidding down. I've dealt with yourself, I tricked you loud. I'm all held to skelter, I'm on the bounce. And enemy left but reflex skidding out. Pulls in my chest feel like it's fixed into bounds. Bounds, bits, I can't even roll. Crashing in the planes, I crash and scroll. Max out my own, don't blame me, I'm no soul. My head can expand like I choose to. I binge all black and has my tragic ends to a means I can't establish. Noise of nomads, I'm sapped by a spike. Humanless in both hands, can't kill myself twice. Hearts tremble like dildos. Wounded by dummies, traumatized up beside. Broke your eyes like dummies. I'm too fast to go, these days won't stay close. Control gets old, smash on my skin. My muscles throw my slack, get the wind. A bubbly astral map, grab my skin.
That was Pulse Width by Aphex Twin, followed by Choke on One Another by Death Spells, followed by Spikes by Death Grips. Up next, we have our last big chunk of songs. We have Katamari by Femthenol, followed by Spit by Wargasm, followed by Let's All Love Lane by Tokyo Pill, and Intimate by Crystal Castles.
Katamari. Thank you.
that was Katamari by Femtenal, followed by Let's All Love, followed by Spit by Orgasm, Let's All Love Lane by Tokyo Phil, and Intimate by Crystal Castle. Sorry for that. Well, we've reached the end of our show, sadly.
We sure
have. This one has been really fun. It's been fun to collaborate on episodes with friends. I like that there's a healthy middle point for our two preferences when it comes to music. It's fun. I really enjoy it. So, Prince Bunny, do you have any closing statements?
Just thank you so much for having me and for bringing me on. I had a lot of fun. And it was a lot of fun doing the research for this. So thank you. I appreciate it. I would love to come back anytime.
Yes.
Anytime you want to.
I totally agree. I think you should definitely come back and we can do another episode. Maybe not on Digital Hardcore. While I do love some specific, artists from the genre, it can be hard finding stuff that's not a bit too abrasive, in my opinion. But a little teaser, I think over the summer and definitely next semester, the focus of my show is going to shift a little bit. It's definitely going to